The Road of the Dead by Kevin Brooks. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227. From the Chicken House. Kevin has always taken us inside his characters' heads, but here we have company. Dead voices, living voices, all echoing in a frightening and compelling story of murder and revenge, set in a landscape as dark and forbidding as the villains we meet. Fantastic work. Barry Cunningham, publisher. For Ted Watson, Still Living in Me. From Postbridge starts the Lich Way, the Road of the Dead, along which corpses were conveyed to Lidford, the parish church, until, in 1260, Bishop Bronscombe gave licence to the inhabitants of Dartmoor, who lived nearer to Widdicombe than Lidford, to resort thither for baptisms and funerals. A Book of Dartmoor, S. Baring Gould. Fearsome, almost beyond belief, must have been that journey over the desolate and sinister land, with the sphinx-like grey rocks ranged like perpetual mourners beside the trail. No sound save the raven's croak or the stumbling steps of the mourners, as silent and slow they followed the dead. And before them, mile after toilsome mile of rock and mire and flood. This must often have necessitated setting forth by the light of a flying winter moon, or the even more eerie and less effectual beams of storm lanterns.